Welcome to Dear Runner Bod, the pod dedicated to helping you embrace your runner's body. I'm Serena Marie RD, a registered dietitian and body image coach who wants you to stop dieting and start fueling the athlete within. While I am a medical professional, the information on this podcast is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, treat, or cure. Now, let's start rewriting your body's story. Okay, so today we are talking about rocking the sports bra. I know some of you live in parts of the world where it is hot and humid year-round, and so you're like, well, this isn't necessarily relevant right this moment, but for those of us in the Northeast and for other parts of the country that are heating up right now as summer approaches, we are starting to peel off those layers, right? Like, it is getting warmer outside. We're putting the shorts back on. We're putting the short sleeve shirts back on. And soon here, it is going to be stifling hot and you are going to be tempted to run in just a sports bra and some shorts. And I wanted to talk to you about that today, just in case that is something that feels really uncomfortable for you. Now, my disclaimer here is that if you do not want to run in a sports bra because you feel like it is going to make you feel unsafe, like if it is going to increase catcalling, if it is going to make you feel like you are more likely to be sexualized on your runs. First of all, it sucks that we live in a world where we have to be thinking about that, but that is our reality. And I'm not trying to force people to wear sports bras when they go running or to the gym if you don't actually feel comfortable. Who I am talking to today is the woman who's like, I wish I could wear just a sports bra out on a run, but the only thing holding me back is I am embarrassed of my body or ashamed of my body or I don't like my body. That is who I am speaking to today. Now, if you are sitting here and you're like, I don't want to wear just a sports bra, like it just does not make me feel comfortable for all of the reasons, not just necessarily because of a body discomfort or feeling like I don't like my body, maybe we can use today's conversation about rocking the shorts or rocking the tight dress. I mean, I really feel like there's probably some article of clothing where we can use today's podcast episode to apply it to whatever it is that you are kind of wishing you could wear but holding yourself back from wearing. So again, I just don't want anyone to feel like I'm telling you in order to be body confident and to practice body neutrality and acceptance, you have to go running in just a sports bra. Like, some people just don't want to do that, and I am course, respect that. I'm not forcing anyone to prove to me that you are, you know, like compliant with body respect and body neutrality by running in a certain article. So please do not feel that way. Before we dive into today's episode, I wanted to, one, go over the review of the week. This week's review winner is Melly524. And Melly, thank you so much for taking the time to leave a review. You are now the winner of whatever webinar you would like to choose from. You can choose a free Hack Your Hydration Masterclass. You can choose to get a Stop Your Sugar Cravings Masterclass, a Meal Planning and Meal Prepping Masterclass, a Bad Body Image Detox Masterclass. Whatever you want, you can have it for free simply because you took 5 seconds to leave this beautiful review. This review not only gets you a prize, but it helps Apple Podcasts to push the podcast out for more listeners, which is why I really ask you to take the time to leave these reviews. But also, it makes me smile so big. So Melly had to say, awesome and useful podcast. I recently discovered this podcast and I'm so glad I did. The information is relevant to issues everyday runners may experience and practical tips and advice are given that can be applied no matter where you are in your running journey. I recently listened to the Ideal Race Day Weight and wow, I wish I would have heard this info a couple of years ago. It may have saved me some mental and physical agony. A lot of aha moments in that one. I've also been enlightened about how ridiculous BMI is. It baffles my mind that it's still accepted in the medical community. I look forward to listening to more podcasts. Thank you so much, Melly. I hope you stick around. I hope you listen to them all. Hopefully it's feeling pretty bingeable for you at this point. We've got a lot to choose from. We're over a year old. I can't believe it. And thank you again so much. Make sure you DM me at runnergirldietitian or send me an email, serena@serenamariard.com, to claim your free prize. The other announcement I wanted to make is that I have a free masterclass going on right now. If you scroll down to the show notes, you will see a link to register for Hack Your Hydration and Unveil the Athlete Within. This masterclass is so valuable. You are going to be sent a little note-taking guide that is going to kind of guide you step by step in creating a plan for hydrating correctly during long runs. Now, I know we think hydration is so simple. You're like, I know, I need to drink more water. Duh. There is so much more to hydrating correctly when you are going on a long run, especially if it is hot and humid where you live. So I really want to encourage you to either register at the link in the show notes. You can also DM me at runnergirldietitian on Instagram, the words cruel summer, obviously I'm quoting Taylor Swift, and I will send you that link to register for Hack Your Hydration. Again, it's super, super valuable. I am not holding any information back. This is literally what I give my paying clients, exactly the recipe to properly hydrate during long runs. So do not miss out on the opportunity to learn from me, a dietitian, and to get your hand held as you create a personalized long run hydration strategy. Okay, so we're diving into today's topic, which is running in the sports bra. Now, I always see the quote on Instagram and social media, and it's like, how to get a summer body. It's like, step outside in the summer in your body. And I mean, I love the sentiment behind that. Like, yes, absolutely. If you have a body and it is summer, you have a summer body. However, we all know that there's a lot more like emotional drama going on behind the scenes, right? Like, even if you are on board with the idea that we don't need to lose weight or change our body for the summer, even if logically and rationally you're like, yes, I totally do not want to restrict or change my body or sacrifice my metabolism, my hormones, my performance in order to look a certain way on the beach this summer or at the pool this summer, it still can be emotionally draining to wear the sports bra outside or wear the bathing suit outside or wear the shorts outside, whatever it may be. And so today's podcast episode, I really wanted to kind of give you a sneak peek into what I do with my clients in our Better Body Image Happy Hours. So for clients who are a part of the Team Food Freedom Athlete Membership Community, and the only way you can join the Team Food Freedom Athlete Membership Community is if you join Eat Like an Athlete Bootcamp, you become one of my clients, you then get exclusive access to the membership, okay? And in this membership, not only do we talk nutrition, obviously, running nutrition, obviously, we talk a lot about mindset and we talk about body image all of the time because we are coming from a place where we are taught that we just need to get as thin as possible, lose as much weight as possible to get faster, to be happier, to feel pretty, to feel more confident. And then what happens is we try to lose the weight and okay, sure, first of all, weight loss is temporary because staying below your genetically predetermined set point weight, you have a less than 5% chance of sustaining that weight at the 2-year mark. So it's like, why even try? But then also when we're on a weight loss journey or we're on a weight loss restrictive diet, we are literally down-regulating our body's ability to create hormones that make us feel strong, that make us feel healthy and happy. We are down-regulating energy. So we actually feel really like kind of like lethargic and fatigued and tired. We're more predisposed to injury. Like my point is when you do a weight loss journey, you are doing it to try and like feel happy and pretty and fulfilled in your life. But your biology is making you feel like crap. And so the point of these Better Body Image Happy Hour chats that we have in the Team Food Freedom Athlete community is to really start to have you reevaluate your thoughts around your body because we can't change our body long term. Like our body is going to look the way she wants to look when she is fed well and healthy and working out. That is our athletic body. We're stuck with it. I know that's not what the message we are receiving from the time we were little girls, but like that is the body that God has given you, that your genetics have given you. call it what you may. And so all we can do is work on our thoughts around our body, how we think about our body. And that is the point of the Better Body Image Happy Hours. We have these each month, and it's really to dive into strategy of how do we start to change the way we think about our body? How do we change our relationship with our body so it's a little bit more neutral? And so today in this training, in this podcast episode, we're going to really take some of the things that I talked about in the most recent Better Body Image Happy Hour I had with my clients. And I am going to give you and share with you some of the tips and tricks that I shared with them. And I just wanted to give you a little sneak peek into like what it's like to be a part of this amazing Team Food Freedom athlete community. So today is not just about like look in the mirror and love yourself more, because we know that that's not so simple. It's not that simple. Did you actually know the way the brain is wired? This is why sometimes like affirmations just feel so fake and like they're not helping, is because if you really truly believe one thing and then you are just basically repeating to yourself an affirmation that you do not believe, your brain will reject it. Your brain will not start to create new neural pathways or new connections to accept this new belief. So what I mean by that is if you think, you know, if you think I look bad in my sports bra, okay, like in just my sports bra, if I was to say to you, oh, my advice is to look in the mirror and say, I look sexy in my sports bra, your brain would be like, no, nope, I think you look bad. I am rejecting just because you're looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, I look sexy in my sports bra. It's not going to work. Like your brain is like, nope, that is not true. We are rejecting that. Instead, your brain needs to learn how to create a bridge from one thought that you don't believe to a thought that you want to believe. So it's really important that we're very intentional in the actions and the words we are choosing when we're talking to ourselves, because one, if they're always really mean and negative, we're just going to kind of stay stuck in this shame spiral and this really mean, negative, not liking the way we feel about ourselves. But if we try and be too positive, if we try and be too much of the extreme on the other side, our brain isn't actually going to start to buy into or believe these new thoughts, because your brain is just rejecting them, because it is so ludicrous to your brain to believe that if you actually think you look bad, that now just because you're saying you look sexy, you're like not going to just automatically, magically start believing that sentence, right? It's like I could tell you, you know, morning, noon, and night, like the sky is green, but you know the sky is blue. You're never going to believe me. You're like, no, the sky is not green, Serena. Like, absolutely not. Okay, so my point is that we need to understand how to work with our brain chemistry when we are thinking about how to work through some of these body image issues that we have deeply embedded in us from childhood. So it is really important for us to kind of start this conversation about wearing a sports bra outside in the summer heat with a pill that is hard to swallow. And that is that your body was not put on this planet to be a decoration. It is not, you know, your body, she is not on this planet to be beautiful, to be attractive. And I am a young woman. Well, I think I'm young, but maybe you don't think I'm young. I am a young woman and I like getting dressed up. I like feeling cute. I like fashion. Like, I'm not saying I cannot relate to the idea that you want to feel pretty and cute in your body and your clothing. I completely get it. However, I think we can very easily take it too far where it's like, at what cost, right? So at what cost am I trying so hard to look good in my clothes and to look like a certain societal ideal that I am sacrificing my body's health, that I am sacrificing my quality of life, that I am sacrificing my ability to be present and to enjoy my numbered days on this planet? And so the reason I'm saying that is like, if you are training in the sweltering heat this year, and what's stopping you from wearing the sports bra is that you are afraid people are going to look at you and comment on your body, or you just can't tolerate the idea of your own judgment against your body, and therefore you are setting yourself up to train in conditions that are less pleasant, right? Like if you're wearing less clothes, you might feel cooler on your run and therefore might be more enjoyable for you to go running outside. My question is just like, is it worth it? And here's the thing. I'm not here to tell you like what the answer is. Like it is your body. It is your life. You get to decide here. But for me, it's like I would rather be more comfortable. And I'm always going to choose comfort. I'm always going to try and choose my enjoyment of an experience over looking a certain way or looking a perfect quote unquote way. Your body is meant to experience pleasure. Your body is meant to feel the sunshine on your skin. It is meant to help you enjoy food. It is meant for connection and cuddles with your pet or your loved ones. It is not necessarily a thing that you are trying to make as beautiful as possible. And so I just think that's like such a foreign concept. And I remember the first time I read that, I was like, wait, like, oh yeah. Because for so much of my life, I was just taught you're a woman, you need to be pretty, you need to look a certain way. Like this is the priority for your body. And guess what? It doesn't, you don't have to subscribe to that. You could say, my body is for my enjoyment. It is my tool to experience the world. And I don't need to make my body look a certain way for my life to be enjoyable. Okay. So again, hard pill to swallow, but I just wanted to throw that out there because I do think it's important for us to consider like why we are leaving this world of dieting behind. And for most of us, it's because when we were dieting and restricting, we noticed our life was not serving us, right? Like you were binge eating, you were preoccupied with food, you weren't present with your family, you weren't able to make memories with your kids, you didn't have enough energy to show up to the park after a long run because you were so exhausted or locked in the bathroom or GI issues. Like there are reasons you chose to leave dieting behind. So yeah, of course, we live in a world that is obsessed with physical appearance. And I think if any of us could just snap our fingers and there's literally no consequence to having this perfect quote unquote body, of course you would choose that. That is okay. That doesn't make you a bad person. It makes you a person who wants to belong in society that is literally built into our genetics. We want to belong as a part of our tribe, a part of our culture. However, we understand that there is no magic snap your finger solution. It's a choice you have to make. If I go all in on looking this certain way and meeting these certain aesthetic guidelines, I might be sacrificing something else. And is it worth sacrificing? Okay, we need to talk about socks. Socks are kind of my love language. When I am feeling stressed or grumpy, I put fuzzy, comfy socks on. And when I am feeling unmotivated or like I don't want to go for a run, I put some fun, super spiffy designed socks on. And all of a sudden, I am like so excited to go running. I am recently obsessed with Sock Guy. If you don't know about Sock Guy, you need to run on over to sockguy.com. Check out all of the amazing designs. My socks today, I totally was not in the mood to do my tempo workout. I put my smiley face socks on and I was looking in the mirror just getting so excited. And I jumped on the treadmill and I knocked out 5 miles of speed work. I mean, it's basically because of Sock Guy. But besides just having fun designs, I also love how moisture wicking and comfortable these socks are. I don't know about you, but I wore cotton socks forever as a runner. And cotton socks gave me blisters. They would get wet and nasty when it was rainy outside. And Sock Guy keeps my feet dry, keeps my feet warm. They even have wool socks for hiking. And the designs are fun, which is honestly my favorite part. If you want to check out Sock Guy and save 20% on your order, use the code SERENA20. My name is spelled SERENA, just like the tennis player. Serena20 at checkout will save you 20% off sockeye.com. Whenever I feel uncomfortable, like rocking the sports bra to the gym or going outside in the sports bra or whatever, something that helps me, and I don't think this is going to work for everyone, but it really helps me to think about little girl Serena. And I'm like, little girl Serena really needed to see a real woman who isn't dieting down, who looks like you, looks like Serena, wearing that sports bra and doing it confidently and not apologizing for it. And so I don't know if you, if that resonates for you, but using your younger self literally needs to see you, that exact body, not the body when you lose 5 pounds, not the body when you've worked out for 6 months or run a marathon. The body right now is the body little girl you needs to see out in the world rocking the sports bra or whatever the clothing item is. So sometimes that just helps to motivate me. Okay, so let's get into some of the strategy that I really want to recommend. So I really want to recommend kind of practicing wearing the item. So again, we're using a sports bra for today's example. We really want to expose ourselves to what does it feel like to wear this item of clothing? What does it feel like to wear it in different conditions? Because what happens sometimes is we're dreading wearing, you know, just the sports bra, but we bought the sports bra for the race day performance when we show up to the starting line of the race that we're going to run and we really want to run well that day. And there's just so much pressure. It's like, you have pressure on you because you want to run well that day. You have pressure on you because you're surrounded by people in the corral. You have pressure on you because, I mean, races are just stressful. And all these feelings start coming up about how you feel about your body in a sports bra. And you don't even have time to process them because you have so much going on that day, right? It would be so much more comfortable to kind of ease into the sports bra, the wearing the sports bra in a location and a time when there's not so much stress on you, right? Same with like wearing the little black dress or the shorts, like doing it at an event where there's people all around you talking to you, you know, you're running late or, you know, your kids have a tantrum. Like there's all these like other factors going on that are going to make it just harder for you to kind of deal with this stressful thing that you're introducing into your life. So we are going to practice wearing our sports bra. It sounds silly, I know. So the first thing I want you to do before you proceed with any of these actions is I need you to scale how uncomfortable it will be for you to follow through on these actions. So what I mean by that is if we have a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being like, this is the scariest thing I've ever done. I am freaking out. I feel like I can't breathe. Like I am really, really panicked right now. And 1 being like, I'm asleep. This is how chill I feel. Like this is nothing. We're scaling our discomfort on a scale of 1 to 10. If anything is above a 6, so if you're like, this is a 7 out of 10 or an 8 out of 10, I don't think this is maybe something we want to do by ourselves. Like you might want to work with your therapist or your dietitian. You might want to share this with a partner. You need something to maybe help you take this action step and make it a little bit smaller and digestible and potentially having someone around to support you through it. But let's say we, you know, you're scaling the discomfort and it's a 5 out of 10 or a 4 out of 10. I think it's worth trying on your own and seeing how you feel. It's always good when we're trying something uncomfortable to have a coping mechanism nearby. Do we have a hot cup of tea or a pet that we can cuddle with or a partner that we can get a big hug from or time to go for a walk to process our feelings after we do the thing? Whenever we're kind of doing something stressful or scary to the nervous system, we do want to see if we can kind of set ourselves up for success by making time to calm ourselves down essentially afterwards. So my first step here in rocking the sports bra is, first of all, I need you to buy a sports bra that fits and feels comfortable. I don't want you digging on a sports bra that like you bought 15 years ago or 5 years ago. I want you to like go get measured or measure yourself. There's so many helpful tools on the internet. If you're buying a bra, it's like measure with the measuring tape, like figuring out what's the right size for you. Buy something that fits, that's comfortable. When you put it on, you can breathe in it. Buy a color that you think is cute or flattering or fun for your skin tone or, you know, your favorite color or whatever. I want it to be something that you actually feel excited to wear. I don't want you to be like forcing yourself to wear something that fit before you had babies or whatever like that. Okay, so we have now obtained the sports bra. Now what we are going to do is we are going to practice wearing it in a very safe space alone. So maybe this is your bedroom by yourself before your partner comes up for bed. You just put that baby on, you put that sports bra on and you stretch in it, or you just wear it while you're brushing your teeth or doing your skincare. Maybe if you are home alone, you can eat a meal in that sports bra, just like chill, by yourself, sit down, enjoy a nice meal by yourself, enjoying your in your sports bra. We want to wear the sports bra solo, and we want to wear it in an area where we are feeling safe and comfortable. So someplace that you feel like you can really be yourself and relaxed, okay? So not necessarily like, I'm going to wear it by myself and then like go to my mom, visit my mom, and maybe my mom's not in the room with me, but my mom makes me really stressed out. And whenever I'm at my mom's house, I feel stressed out. It's like, okay, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like when you are at peace, alone, feeling safe. Okay, so what we are doing is we're just getting used to feeling that skin being exposed, right? It's like when I'm wearing just a sports bra, my belly's out, my arms are out, like my cleavage might be out. Like you are a little bit more exposed than when you're like in your clothes that you wear for work. And so we just want to get used to what that feels like. I want you to sit down. Like, what does it feel like to have your belly rolls out? What does it feel like to, you know, like put your hands in the air and see how that feels. Like, I just want you to experience what it's like to have the air hitting you and to just being a little bit more exposed. That word sounds so creepy, but that's like the best word I can use right now. When you finally feel like, okay, like I can do this. This doesn't feel that hard. I can wear the sports bra by myself. Maybe we even want to like look in the mirror. Maybe we even want to take some selfies of ourselves in the sports bra just to kind of really get used to that experience of wearing it. Then we're going to up the ante a little bit. We are now, again, we're gonna scale our distress, assuming it's under a 7. So it's a 6 or lower. We are going to now introduce a person into the equation. So a person you trust, maybe it's your best friend or your partner. We're still in a safe space. Maybe we're in our backyard or in our house. But we want to like rock the sports bra with around company that we love and trust in a place that was in a place that feels safe and we feel comfortable. Okay, we're going to do that. Now we're going to up the ante again. We are now going to try, we're going to scale our distress, assuming it's below 7. We are now going to try going out into a more public place, but a place that's public, but not like super scary. So I'm not saying like wear it to like the race day starting line, right? Like that's like a very like lots of people around you, high pressure situation. I'm saying like maybe a trail where you're going to be alone. Maybe go to the gym when it's like really the middle of the day and there's nobody else there. It's like just you and like one or two other people. Whatever feels safe for you and comfortable for you. For some people, maybe going to a gym with two other people feels like the spotlight's on you. You have to kind of assess for yourself. But my point is like something a little bit more public, where there are people there who maybe you don't know or don't trust, but just kind of practicing what that feels like. What thoughts come up for you? Are you thinking, oh my God, everyone is staring at me? That's when you can go home and you can start to think through, were people really staring at me? Like, do people actually care? That guy who saw me on the trail earlier today, do you really think he remembers you? Like, do you really think that's what he's spending his valuable life doing, sitting there thinking of you and your sports bra? Probably not, right? So just kind of letting those feelings come up and those thoughts come up and then talking back to them. Okay, so let's say that random girl who saw me in the gym, let's say she did talk crap about me behind my back and mentioned how I looked. Like, do I really care? Or is it more important to me to wear the sports bra and be comfortable and to see my muscles in the mirror when I'm lifting and to feel really cute and comfortable and to set that example for other women who look like me and are seeing women like me rocking the sports bra, right? Like, we can decide what to do with these thoughts when they come up. I'm not saying that in a dismissive way. I'm not like, oh, pish posh, like, who cares what people think about you? Yeah, I mean, who cares what people think about you? And it can be hurtful. It can be hurtful to if you saw someone looking at you. It could be hurtful if somebody was talking about you. Let's have space to be like, I'm a human being. I don't like it if people are talking about me. That makes me feel sad or uncomfortable or angry or upset. Let's have space for that. And let's have space to examine, what do we want to do with this information? Do we want it to have power over us where it stops us from wearing the thing we want to wear? that's your choice to make. I can't tell you what to do right now, but I really hope to embolden you to believe like you are so worthy of feeling cute and confident and comfortable. And you are setting an example and changing the world we live in quite literally when you show up in your sports bra, not giving a damn what anyone else thinks about you. Like, that is a power move. And so I really want to embolden you to take that move if that feels comfortable for you. Again, scaling our distress first. I don't want you to be like 10 out of 10 scared to do this. And then Serena told me to do it. No. That's way too stressful for your nervous system. You are not ready for that step. And that is okay. So that is really, and then hopefully we're working our way up to wearing the sports bra to the race, right? Or like wearing the bathing suit to the barbecue or whatever it may be. We're working our way up. And I'm not saying you're not going to have any uncomfortable feelings when the actual big day arrives, but at least you have practiced them. At least you will have some level of comfort in that article of clothing. And I do think it's going to reduce the overall distress on the actual day of the event or whatever. So hopefully that is like just like some practical advice that you can really use to help you feel like you are ready to rock your summer body or like rock the clothing that you want to wear this summer. Because I do know that as much as we may personally believe that everybody has a summer body in the summer, like I said, it's easier said than done. And so I really think taking the time to practice wearing the article of clothing in places and areas that feel safe and comfortable for you can really make it feel less scary when the big day comes to wear it out in public or whatnot. You know, one last thing I just want to mention too is there is so much power in curating your social media to really help you feel comfortable in your body. And what I mean by that is like, can you follow people who have body types that are similar to you so that you can kind of see like, what, like that girl has the same color skin and hair as me. Like what colors look good on her? Or that girl has a similar build to me. Like what cuts look good on her? Of course, this idea that certain clothing is flattering on certain shapes, it's all like a social construct. So you might be like, screw that. I don't need the clothes to be flattering. Like I just want to wear what I like. And that is perfectly fine. But I also know for a lot of my clients, they do want the clothes to be flattering per social, you know, social constructs. And that's okay too. But I think a really good way to learn about what looks good, quote unquote, on our body type, quote unquote, is to follow people with similar appearances and similar attributes. And sometimes that can be uncomfortable. Like I have had clients say, I don't want to follow people who look like me. Like I don't like the way I look. I don't like the way they look. And it's okay to have that discomfort. Like I said, we have been literally brainwashed to think there is a very specific body type that is right and all of the other body types are wrong. But we can sit in that discomfort. We can be like, ooh, like I don't like looking at this picture. And then the more times you see it, you might be like, hey, you know what? I don't know why I was being so harsh. Like this girl looks great in this outfit. Like that is a really cute dress. She looks awesome. Like the more times we expose ourselves to something, the more comfortable we become. And that's a good thing because human beings are supposed to come in different shapes and sizes and colors. Like that's what makes life so beautiful. The fact that we're not all the same, that there is diversity in every area, right? Not just like body shapes, but personalities and preferences, career paths, like diversity makes life interesting. Imagine if everyone was just exactly like me. Like that would suck. That would be way too much Serena in the world. So anyway, my point being is like, it's okay if we don't look good. You don't have to look good, quote unquote. Again, I'm like really very much so ascribing to like societal constructs of like what's flattering. And we could totally just like reject that and that would be fine. But like in terms of like these social constructs of like what's flattering, quote unquote, like it is okay for your body type to not be flattered by every cut and outfit out there. And it doesn't matter how thin or big or curvy or muscular or svelte, like whatever adjective we can pull out of our butt right now. It doesn't matter. There are going to be styles that look better on some body types versus others. And you could be a supermodel, you could be a celebrity, like you're going to have certain cuts and styles that are more flattering for you. And that is just like reality. Like there's no diet out there or genetic jackpot out there that's going to make you not, for that not to be true about you. So like sometimes I think we're so unrealistic. We're like, oh, if I lost X pounds, I would look good in everything. No, you wouldn't. Like, and like, again, I am totally referring to societal constructs right now, but like, you wouldn't. Like there are certain cuts and colors and I'm not like a fashion person, so I barely know what I'm talking about right now. But like my point is like there are going to be certain things that look better on you than others. And it doesn't matter how big or small or muscular or tall or whatever your body is. That is just like a fact of life. And so like let's not put pressure on ourselves to like look good in every outfit because that's not fair. That's not realistic. Yeah. So let's just like take away that pressure. So I hope today's episode gave you some strategy behind self-acceptance. Like I said, you know, the work we do around body image in the Team Food Freedom Athlete community, it's not just like forcing self-love down your throat. It's not forcing body positivity. It's really more so about acceptance, about changing the way we think about our body. And I think as warmer weather approaches, I think it's really important for us to have these conversations with ourselves of understanding, like, do I want to force myself to go on another diet? What am I sacrificing when I choose to go on just another diet where I am hurting my health and hurting my hormones and hurting my metabolism and reducing my performance and increasing my injury risk just to wear the sports bra outside that I could wear anyway, in my current body? It's like, I don't know. Obviously, I'm a little bit biased over here. Like I have my way of doing things and I really hope that you get on board with it. But of course, I respect your decision to do whatever you want to do with your body. Again, it is getting warmer outside, which is why I have Hack Your Hydration, Unveil the Athlete Within. That masterclass is available for free for limited time. So definitely make sure that you go to the link in the show notes or DM me at Runner Girl Dietitian on Instagram. The words Cruel Summer, and I will send you the link to register for that masterclass. You're going to get an awesome intro run hydration guide. You're going to fill it out and make a game plan for your long runs this summer or this training cycle so that you can make sure you are properly hydrating. And thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed it, be sure to share it, be sure to leave a review, and I will talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Dear Runner Bod. If you enjoyed what you heard, remember to subscribe and make sure you share today's episode. Also, if you're looking to download a free 3-step guide to love your runner's bod, then head to serenamarierd.com. Can't wait to chat with you next week.